Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, February 8th, 2018. Today in 1973, the United States Senate approved the formation of a special committee to investigate the Watergate incident, eventually leading to the impeachment of President Richard Nixon. After long debates and several negotiation extensions, the CDU, CSU, and SPD have successfully finalized their coalition talks. Initially, it was planned to present the results by Sunday evening, but the discussions went on until yesterday morning. Chancellor Merkel even had to delay a meeting with Italian Prime Minister Paolo Gentiloni. The smaller partner, SPD, negotiated several key positions in the new government. Next to the position of foreign minister, which is traditionally held by the smaller partner, the SPD will also appoint members to the offices of finance, employment, family, justice, and ecology. The CDU sister party, CSU, will receive the posts for traffic, development, and interior ministry, which will be changed with the addition of homeland security. Now, more than 450,000 SPD members have to agree to join the coalition by an internal vote. The youth organization JUSOS is against another great coalition, as it fears the party will lose further acceptance from the public. With 20.5% of total votes, the 2017 federal election result was the worst for the SPD since World War II. Since January 1st, the party registered 25,000 new members, which the JUSOS are taking credit for because of their anti-great coalition stance. Berlin's SPD politicians have mixed feelings about the outcome of the negotiations. Bundestag member Eva Hegel thinks that a maximum of SPD core topics is represented in the agreement. Leader of the Berlin SPD branch Raed Zeley disagrees and claims that the new contract does not fulfill social democratic promises. Mr. Zeley believes the Great Coalition is a bad idea, especially as it gives right-wing populists the opposition leadership in the new Bundestag. Yesterday, the Berlin Senate presented an investigation into the spread of drugs in nightlife and clubs of the Hauptstadt. Commissioned by the Senate Department of Health last year, visitors were questioned about their drug use both on the internet and in front of clubs and bars. According to its own statements, the Senate wants to gain more insight into nightlife drug use. Although there are many reports on the subject, the Senate Health Administration announced in a press conference that there is little definitive information from those using. According to the Health Administration, the Senate wants to prevent particularly risky drug use and addiction. It is well known that drug consumption is widely accepted in Berlin, and police have a hard time with the subject. The aim of their pursuit is less partygoers and private consumers than the larger retailers. They report that the well-organized structures of drug traffickers are hard to deal with. Nowadays, for example, cocaine is mostly ordered via telephone and internet and delivered by courier to most anywhere. Big raids in clubs where many young tourists consume drugs are rare and not very promising. When the police show up, dealers and visitors simply drop their products and stand innocently with empty pockets. With images from a surveillance camera, the Berlin police are looking for two men who unsuccessfully attempted to open an ATM in Marienfelde on January 12th. According to the investigation, at least four men were involved in the crime. Two of the perpetrators entered the self-service area of the Berliner Sparkasse in Hildburghauser Straße at about 6 a.m. and tried to open the ATM with an angle grinder. As customers approached the bank, the criminals took flight in a stolen white Mercedes Sprinter. A witness attempting to pursue the men in his van was then forced off the road by a driver of a mint green Opel, preventing him from following the criminals. The suspects abandoned the Mercedes at the Klausenberger Path at the corner of Kronstadter Weg and then fled on foot in the direction of Marienfelder Allee. Police are asking anyone who was in the vicinity and witnessed the event to provide details. Contact info and numbers can be found in our show notes. Lyft, the U.S. transportation provider, is apparently about to enter the Berlin market. According to the report, the info emerged from a written question from MP Frank Skoltisek put to the Berlin Senate Department for the Environment, Transport, and Climate Protection. The Senate was informed about five providers of ride-sharing services: Clever Shuttle, Uber, BlaBlaCar, Alligator, and Lyft, which also recently opened an office in Munich. It is unclear how exactly Lyft will present itself on the Berlin market. Competitor Uber, in which private individuals and the self-employed offer taxi-like services with their cars via apps, is not permitted in Berlin with the model practiced in the U.S. Instead, Uber operates a kind of regular taxi service in the German capital, which can be ordered via a separate app. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.